Hi, and welcome to episode 28 of Fully Boosted, War Machine Hordes Podcast. I'm your host, Grant.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Brad.
And I'm back for at least one more episode. I don't know how long it's going to last, because these guys are assholes.
His name is Jim.
They know who I am.
I'm just making sure.
You need to keep introducing yourself, but I don't.
I am Brad, again. That was Jim.
All right. Yeah, so Jim's back for at least one more episode.
I don't know why. It's really hot in this house.
He'll be around here and there. What are we going to talk about today?
What are we... Jim, did you have an idea?
What's happening in the world?
Wasn't that your... Oh, fuck it. I'll bring it up for you then.
I just threw stuff at Grant and let him pick.
So nothing has dropped. I was kind of hoping the Theme Forces or Menoth stuff or Scorn Errata would have dropped.
Well, there was the new releases for January that we saw. Durant's coming out actually as a release.
Yes. Yeah, so they're doing that with what they're full releasing the juniors when their stuff comes out, like in the month that their book is coming out.
If we had to guess, we saw the Forces of Menoth coming out January as well as Tristan. Tristan 2.
Yes. So.
Is that soon? So it's about a week away?
Yeah.
It's coming out.
It is a week away.
So we should probably hear, I would think today or tomorrow, we would probably get Fiora 3 and Eye of Truth spoilers within the next couple of days. But we don't have them yet. So
they're probably going to be garbage.
So, Jim, run us into...
Fiora 3 might. I don't think Eye of Truth will.
I'm just messing with you.
Run us into the topic that you had kind of suggested to me, and we're going to kind of go through that a little.
Oh, the Theme Forces?
Yeah.
So what do you actually want to see with them? We've seen a few of them, and I know that a couple times on the podcast we've talked about them and like, oh, we really don't want them to overpower a Theme Force and ruin the game, but we've never actually specifically gotten into the stuff we want to see and what we don't want to see in those Theme Forces.
So are we going like faction by faction?
No, it doesn't have to be. If you want to be like, I would like a Theme Force in my faction that does this.
Like, I'll go, for example, in my faction, I would like to see a Theme Force that makes me want to take other units that aren't Stormlances.
I
want to build lists that aren't. It does. I do. I want benefits. I want to have a reason to take other stuff, whether it's giving ambush, which seems to be the new hotness.
No. You don't get ambush.
I don't care what it's on. It doesn't have to. I'm just using as an example.
The Squire gets ambush. The Squire. Yeah, could do Squire.
Sure. That'd be great.
One solo in your army without weapons ambushes.
Trencher infantry ambush.
That's not broken. That's not broken at all.
Seems fine. But no, seriously, I want to give me some reason to play.
I don't want you to get a Theme Force that makes you not want to play Stormlances, because that's going to be a busted ass Theme Force. Stormlances are too good.
Yeah,
I'm going to take this over Stormlances. It better be for Jack.
The only thing I can think of that wouldn't be like a broken ass Theme Force with that would be something that helps your Jack game, because that's like the only counterpart. Why? Anything that makes infantry good enough to be better than taking a non-theme force with Stormlances in it is going to be broken.
So I don't think that's necessary.
Well, what happens if you can take Stormlances, but they get no benefits from the theme force, and you get like little dinky stuff, or like
a even unit if it of tractors, or even if it is Stormlances, well, I mean, and I get to take free Stormblade captains, because right now I'm not taking them.
That wouldn't necessarily be broken, is what I'm saying. You don't want to give ambush to Stormlances, because that would be crazy.
No, of course, that's not what I'm asking for. Fuck it. Get on Stormguard.
Not every benefit of a theme force has to give something ambush, by the way.
There's just two.
What I'm going off of is two of the four.
Oh, there are two, yeah.
There are two. Three.
Well, both Mercs, three. Hold on.
Yeah, both Mercs and the Minions one. The pick ones.
Both Mercs? Put in two Mercs. Oh, excellent. King
Cephalix.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Kingmaker, both
Mercs. How many Theme Forces do we have?
The two Trolls, Cephalix.
Is there two Trolls?
There's two Trolls.
Maybe it's only a Mercs
and
Minions thing.
And then... I'm not sure if there's two Minions one. I don't know if there's also
there's one.
And for the record, I'm not asking for ambush. I'm just saying that seems to be the hotness so
three,
far.
Three out of the five
that they've given out.
It is kind of fluffy for Mercs to have ambush.
And again, that's why I don't even want ambush.
It's not okay for Cephalix to be ambushing. That shit's bullshit.
Well, I'm
okay with Boomhauer's ambushing.
I'm just looking through a list of like Signar infantry. Like, what don't I ever see? And like Sword Knights.
Don't see Sword Knights.
Like, what could we give Sword Knights, hypothetically, like, if that was the benefit?
Honestly? Ambush?
Stop it.
No, I mean it. You could, they die easy, and you can bring them in off the sides to get the flanking, you know, with Jack nonsense. Give them a Jack that can field marshal, and they
ambushes it with them? An ambushing Jack?
That's not broken. Commandos. Let them ambush.
AD, maybe?
Commandos make more sense than Sword Knights.
Do they AD?
With a Jack.
They have a treasure AD.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
No, you're just talking about Sword Knights.
Got it.
Yeah, like, what can we, like, other than Ambush, to make us, you know, think a little critically here, what can we give... I could see AD.
There's a couple of things.
Well, we know one of them is going to have gun mages getting CRA. We already know that. They have said that. That was the first
thing. Well, as much as you saw in LFT, you don't see gun mages anymore.
No, that might get them on the table.
You think?
Maybe.
Laser-guided...
Again, I think they're good... But I'm not sure CRA is going to, I mean, if you're not taking them because they don't do enough damage,
it would depend what CRA's not going to do. It depends what else you're getting in the theme force. Am I getting a free Gunmage Captain Adept? Because then maybe? Am I getting a free, well, the free
UV? Apparently, every theme force is going to give you free solos because every single one has.
I actually like that.
I think I'm all right with that.
I think the only thing that bothers me is I think they should limit the point of the solo. Like, I don't know, getting free,
You said that previously.
Seems a little much to me.
But we did see they did an errata of that, so it seems like that's not
going to be. They might wait for all of them? I don't know. I just don't. I mean, I'm excited because I'm hoping whatever Theme Force I get gets me a free Derek.
Or free Tartarus.
Yeah, you know, either or.
I like the troll one so far.
There you go. You're going to get a Theme Force that gives you a free Lattermore, and you're like, all the Stormlance is forever, man.
I'm in.
Yeah, take Storm. Descriptor infantry, gain Lattermore for free.
Actually, that is a good question. Like, what solos could you give out that wouldn't be like. Actually, if the gun mages gain CR, I could see, like, the rifleman, like, getting a free rifleman.
Well, so far it has just been free solo. It hasn't been specified.
No, some of them have been mending attachments.
Okay.
Weapon attachments.
Well, what it'll say is, like, solos. It'll specify a free gun mage solo.
Okay. So it could be the Captain Adept or the rifleman.
Sure.
Right, sure.
You know, a little less specific, or if it's a Stormblade one, you could go Stormblade Captains.
Yep.
And all, yeah.
And then, I mean, Trencher, you could have either the Master Gunner, Gross, that wouldn't help at all.
Or
the
free UAs, Gunner. Stuff like that.
Yeah, it'd be free UAs, if anything.
If it is Trenchers, though, you also have the Trench Buster.
Yeah.
Eh. Woo! I'm just putting it out there. He's free.
Well, to be fair, it's to get models that you don't see on the table, and free would get him on the table.
Free helps get stuff on the table.
Right, that's almost like, always. Yeah, I think when you look through each individual army, the thing you want to look for is, like, what isn't played that gets a theme force.
Woohoo, free cost site.
Maybe.
You know what I don't want to say? A deliver theme force.
You know
what? For my faction, because that will...
Maybe they'll give cost site Woodman ambush. Maybe I'll make him better.
It won't.
Oh.
Because they already have it.
Oh, right.
You were getting trolled, Ryan.
Maybe they'll give him CRA. That would be cool.
Slow down.
But yeah, I think we've already established, I mean, we can cut out the big ones. They're not going to give point reductions. I think we've seen that's
not going to happen.
I think they learned their lesson.
Yeah, so I'm happy with that.
I think you're going to see the free solos.
So far, so good.
Didn't they give a point reduction?
No.
Not in any of them yet.
No. I mean, you get free solos, so it's...
Free solos,
yeah. I mean, I can't say that they won't, but it seems they haven't so far. They're 5-for-5 with no free...
If they're going to, it needs to be on units that...
Don't get played.
Well, no. It doesn't have to be don't get played. Like, if you take a point or 2 point reduction on a unit, you can't spam units like you did before.
Right.
Like, if they gave you 2 points off of your Stormlances, you're not spamming a bunch of Stormlances. They're just a little bit cheaper.
I could take some points off some Rune Shapers. That'd be kind of cool.
Enough. That's the point. You couldn't. And they already have that Theme Force, and you just get unlimited Rune Shapers.
I mean,
you get free whelps and shit.
We can just work our way through the factions, though. Like, if we hit Menoth, like, what unit. Between them, if I had to guess, I'm going to say Exemplars. Errants went away. You don't see Bastions almost ever anymore.
You're saying what would you think would be a Theme Force?
I think it would be the Exemplars.
You're either going to get a TFG or Exemplar Theme Force. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you think it is?
What was that? What was that, a Krios ability?
I mean, we're going to find out in a week.
The one that's basically like mini Hand of Fate?
What, for the Avengers? Divine Inspiration?
Yeah, give all Exemplars Divine Inspiration.
Well, two of the units already have it. Well, one has it with Krios, the other one has it as a mini feat.
That's what I'm saying. They already have it in some places. So you just give it to the ones who don't have it.
You don't want to make Errands have Divine Inspiration on their blessed Pal-10 crossbows?
Okay, that would be one of the strongest theme forces.
Let me ask you this. Even I don't think that's okay.
Let me ask this as a random fact.
No.
Would you rather...
Because then Hand of Fate stacks with everything. That's amazing.
Would you rather see it... Make it where units you don't play become more seen, or would you rather see warcasters that aren't played much get played? become more prominent because the theme force lets them take the stuff they would want to take but don't have the points for.
Here's the thing I'm thinking.
For the warcasters to have theme forces bring them in, easier to bring in units, because if you give, like, I don't know, deliverers gain flare on their fucking guns, and maybe you take them, because you won't do any damage, but you get minus two defense, and you remove and stealth from the whole table.
I think your question is the answer, but what I mean by that is, like, the casters that are you seeing being taken now are because whatever infantry's good makes those casters work, right? For example, higher claimer is only as good as higher claimer is because they have the infantry to make it work, right? But not
all of them are infantry heavy. Some of the themes.
I was giving an example of just what I meant. Like, what I mean by this is, if there's a caster that comes out, like, say we're going to use the exemplars again, that make bastions really good, the casters that are currently being used in Menoth, be it higher claimer, you know, Sevi 2 here and there, who else is popular right now? I know. All of those. If you see bastions become better, you're going to see probably different caster have to run them. Am I wrong with that?
Tristan would probably do it.
Right. I mean, right now, with no other benefits, is Tristan Bastions good enough to play?
No.
It might be. What I mean by that is it might be after a theme force, if that's a theme force they get.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I don't think you can necessarily buff, force an individual, but I'm not going
to
do this.
It's hard to buff something to a caster. There's nothing you could do that would make me want to take Old Witch, and I love Old Witch in Kador. But if you were to change enough of a theme force around, there would be something that maybe would
Witch would be the best off running.
Yeah. So I think your question is, can they specifically target casters to make them better? I don't think so. The theme forces will make a caster in your faction better, but I think it's
indirectly.
Because of the units that you're taking,
right?
Then you're. I don't know. They're targeting the caster. They're targeting units and stuff they want to get played or a play style. Maybe a testament. I don't know. Gets taken because of the models and the benefits, not because they were trying to make testament better.
Yeah, I think that was just a bad question. So
I think it was a fine question.
Well, like you said, I think it kind of answered itself.
I think the casters come into the fold based on what units they can make, based on what options they have.
Yeah.
Like,
synergy makes the caster. Caster doesn't make the synergy.
Isn't there the one There's the one troll theme force. It's all about the warbeasts, though.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So the Menoth one could be all about their heavies.
I'm hoping in the first round we get one of each.
Right. In which case, I think Sevi 2 just gets better. But
Sevi 2, Durst, possibly Fiora 3.
Yeah. No, we don't know if she does.
She has insight. If it's a boost of melee jacks, he's not going to like that too much because he wants to fire.
If it's a bunch of boosted fire sprays.
I mean, even if it's for melee jacks, so you could even see Resnik 2 get the benefit out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think
could really benefit from, I would say, definitely AD as ability you throwing on
the Stixus get AD back.
not necessarily them.
I actually don't think they're going to do anything for Stixus.
How many units of Stixus do you have? Three Blood Witches, Raiders, and then the
Gunslingers. I'm just kind of working through to know, like, next. Like, I'm just going through War Room, the way they have it. Like, next up, I have Kador.
Wintergard, Man of Wars. Didn't they say there was going to be a Man of War one? Was that confirmed?
Iron Fangs, right? Is that the order?
Giving like the free Man of War solo.
Yeah, like 6 points.
Really? Yeah, but that definitely can really
let me take some solos, some support that I've taken out to fit him.
Yeah, you personally extra.
You personally like Man of Wars. I don't know how prevalent they
keep
are
in
the
mind,
meta, but
depending on how much they limit the solos you get, if it's a Man of War theme list, the Draken is a Man of War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a Man of War solo.
Yeah, that, be real careful. No, but so far that's been allowed in all of the themes except what the Trolls one did.
9 points.
That would
solos.
Be unbroken. That would Stannis be is 8.
Yeah, I mean,
not FA1.
They could just say a free non-cavalry Man of War solo.
Yes, they would have to, because otherwise, if it's just a free Man of War solo, all of a sudden you're going to have 18 free points and two models. And then the solo.
You would just do a non, smaller medium based Man of War.
which is medium-based. And then only the Man of War Kovnik. Maybe you get a new Man of War solo in the new book.
Supposedly, we're getting a new Man of War. We're getting some kind of caster in Man of War armor.
However,
not necessarily a warcaster, some kind of magic user in Man of War.
You
also have a UA for Man of Wars, so you could get that as one of the three UA.
He's four.
He's four.
Okay,
but still, you could definitely shape a bunch of lists around where maybe Man of Wars were taking.
The solo is actually as important as the officer.
Officer is the only reason Man of War shock troopers work.
Okay,
I would love to see two more officers. For the individual units, the other two,
like for the other two,
I could look wise. I really like the buzzsaw guys. Is that the ones with the guns?
There are one of the coolest looking Man of War units, and they're still useless.
Right?
Yeah, I have tried to force them into so many lists.
That's the Bombardiers, right?
The Bombardiers.
Didn't they give them arcing fire? That's something, right?
They always had arcing.
Every time
they gave them CR.
Every time he tells me like, Bombardiers, I'm like, no, change the list. Already bad.
I keep trying.
Does that say shock troopers after Man of War? No. Scrap the list.
Get it out.
I used to take them. I don't anymore. They used to be able to make two attacks, which on for like the Vlad and some other stuff. They can't anymore.
That's stupid.
They lost backswing.
What about ADing Man of Wars, bro? I don't think it'd be, like, I think if you're getting benefits, I think it'd be to demo, to demo core to the Bombardiers.
Yeah.
Turn one, I walk into the zone.
Good luck.
No, that would be,
be all right with AJ.
I don't want to see that.
No, I don't.
Do you think we bring back advanced move at all with anything?
No. That's gone from the game.
I don't think you'll see that again.
Yeah, and I'm glad. It's dumb. Give me AD or don't.
I'm hoping for the Man of War theme force. I'm hoping for maybe some free attachments. Or the captains, and then plus 2 inches on my deployment zone. Because there's always the Man of War's always come up a half an inch short of the zones.
That's better than AD. I can get on board with that one.
The plus two, it makes I cannot tell you how many games I've had the Man of War's and it's like they're just that sliver out of the zone. It's like, God damn it, I need one more turn.
That one might be alright. What do you think about Krix? I mean, I assume there's going to be a Bane.
Krix is
a Bane something.
So the first one, I don't think we get to Tixis because they're the only infantry that's really being used now anyway.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if they went Bane first.
Well, I'm assuming you're going
to There's no real solo sword other than Garrok and Rengrave, but or there's the weapon attachment. So you attach. I think it's going to be like
is Derek not
Black Ogryn and like Revenant Crew. You know, the whole pirate theme.
That'd be kind of cool.
And then Tixis would be a part of that.
They might not get a benefit, but they'd be part of being.
I might be able to take them, but I don't know if the benefits on them.
If they're going
to
do a benefit, you'll be able to get free medium or small base solos, which would be Tixis solos. It's not going to be specific.
Yeah, they might let me take Raider Captain's Garrok Rengrave as my solo.
See, now that would be really cool because the Krix is the necromantic pirate. Undead necromancer pirates, and you don't really see the pirates much anymore.
Yeah, I really want to get Revenant Crew. That's like my next thing I want to start trying.
What would be some other? I mean, so not just getting the solos. I mean, what would be some abilities to that you think would potentially?
What doesn't break Krix?
Because
it's so close.
No, it's not.
I don't think it is.
You
at
don't
all.
Think so?
No.
I always feel like they're one ability away from just rolling the world
probably,
again.
They're potentially one theme force with a couple abilities away from having a broken list. But that doesn't mean as a faction they're certainly not broken.
I could.
Okay.
I mean, we've already have a theme force where the entire army gets one type of ability.
Yeah.
Maybe, I'm not sure Steady breaks any of the stuff, but it would make sense for pirates who, are running around on ships and not be able to get knocked down.
No, that does.
That's funny. What was the ability that Aaron's have where they can sack turn of the model?
Self-sack? You ain't getting self-sack. Get the fuck
I can
out
see
the
Revenant Crew. Because then it will get around the RFP.
Doesn't that stop
the... That's right. Did they even worry about RFP? Or did it just return... make new guys? Return destroyed, yeah. I mean, I see self-sack on Revenant. I don't think that's that crazy. There are shit models.
I don't know if that... enough, though? Is that even good enough to get them to...
Well, most of the theme forces have some, get free solos with this many points, benefit for the army, and then, a benefit for a specific...
But if he's still talking a pirate theme, he's going to spend the points on fucking Satixis, or...
The other thing,
I think the bad abilities enough to get the Revenant crew... in that category of the points.
Self-sack is amazing.
Yeah, self-sack is more than...
Self-sack. Is that the unit that if you kill the leader, the whole thing...
That was the old one.
Oh, okay.
This one, the rule exactly says if there's fewer models in this unit than... I'm sorry, if there's fewer models in this unit in play during your maintenance phase than there were at the start of the game, you can return D3 destroyed models to this unit. Replace return models within 3 inches of the leader. They can activate that turn, which is a thing, and you can also return the... weapon attachments, the rifleman.
Yeah.
But you can if they're RFP'd.
Dude, I've played Yuta shit so much, I remember how ball-busting self-sack can be.
I'm saying, like, Revenant Crew, though, I saw them once so far, Mark 3 total.
What would happen if they let you take the Mercenary Pirates as faction? Let Krix have some of the mercs back as like, in faction. And give you, like, a living piece of the army for the pirate-themed thing. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Krixis are living.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying though,
no,
where you could feed them into like your other squads and stuff.
I don't know. If I'm thinking Theme Force, I don't think we're going including really any of the works.
Statistics that can't be knocked down is great. Like I think, yeah.
Although they already have that if you run the solo.
Yeah,
they already have no sleeping on the job.
I'm just talking about like a ability.
Sure,
a lot of the Theme Forces seem to have some type of freed solo. A specific ability for like a unit or a model, and then like an army wide.
Yeah, the trolls one had that benefit. Too.
Sure, okay, I could see that.
Like, so the Merc one has the free solos, feign death for the army, boomhauers get ambush. The troll one has
free solos, removed from play.
Not really. Well, not takedown, but a different remove from play mechanic, yeah, and then. There's one ability. There's another ability. I don't remember what
it is. Was that the deployment zone?
It's a plus two plus
no, that was the plus zone. Two was,
oh, was the that beast, the other one?
Was it?
Oh,
or
sure.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Regardless, maybe they have two other abilities. But the formatting but. You're saying, right, like, if it's the Krix one, it's like free solos. So, like, getting free Garrulok, I don't know if that's too crazy. I think he's 7 points now. Let me check. Yeah, he's 7 now, but he, like, lost 1 inch of melee range, so, like, he's not the Pac-Man he used to be.
He's not. This is not the Pac-Man.
Yeah, he's only 1 inch better. It's like still good, but not the, as stupid.
The border. He's the Black Ogryn, right?
Oh yeah, he wouldn't even get it. He's
Blood Gorgers.
He's Blood Gorgers. Not Black Ogryn. I was wondering when you said
it. I was like, man. That's why I just looked up.
Isn't Black this Ogryn your faction?
Is this my fucking faction?
Isn't this like your solo faction?
I was going to say the Blood Gorgers with no knockdown because they still have tough would be great. Like,
yeah, Blood Gorgers aren't pirates though. They're just fucking angry trolls.
Super not.
Just angry trolls.
Yeah, I'm just fucking dumb. I don't want to tell you.
Rhett doesn't get one. Yes, they're good, so we're not even going to go through them. No.
Jesters.
Specifically
Jesters. I mean, it's probably going to be a Dawn Guard and a House Guard, right?
No Dawn Guard. Get that out of here. Battle Mages and a House Guard. There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
All right. Invictors and Sentinels don't need, like...
I like the Dester idea.
Desters.
I don't know that there's any ability I want to see them get that, like, there's nothing I want to... see them have. They're fine. They don't need it.
What about models in this army with magic ability explode in AoE 5, top 12, whatever they die?
They all become racks, like heavy model right. roll with D6.
The Desters gain flanking heavy rifle team.
You know what? I bet you there'd be players who play do that.
They don't. They lose the lance rule and just get to have a fucking weapon.
Stop. Get out of here. Don't help Ireland.
No, I just hate that. I just hate that.
I really
I do, do not like
that. I do not think it's stupid or cab. Like, let them stupid. Reach all the time. It's dumb. But
anyway, I always take it away from Stormlances so they're in line.
No, change the name of Stormlances.
That's not what I'm saying.
Stormlances should have the lance rule or it shouldn't be in the game.
Or there should be Storm Spears.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Then they should only be reach one.
Sure.
Convergence, Ryan, you're...
Holy shit.
Anything. God, anything. At least they gave me Wukant back.
Your recurred models can move and activate?
Like, yeah, my recursion
works. You're back in the game.
Could you see them doing that for the theme? I mean, no. Probably not, because then...
No, that changes an entire... That changes an entire game mechanic, and we'll never see a non-theme force. Something with the recursion, I would be kind of cool to see more Enigma Foundries, because then you could leave them on the back, and while your units wouldn't be able to recur like they used to be, if you were to take enough, you could just stop squads. Exactly, you could get a big enough second wave to be annoying with it, but...
Have they done anything in the Theme Forces so far that increased FA?
I don't think
just
so.
Just the Rune Shapers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's
I don't even know.
There's one.
So maybe you get your FA 4 Enigma Foundry, so you can play them again.
And it wouldn't be as crazy as it was before because the models that came back wouldn't be able to attack, but it'd be a lot better.
I don't know why they changed. Again, they had the tendency of, like, uber nerfing, where they hit both sides of a problem, and it's, like, too much.
I don't know.
Like, like Mad Dogs. Yeah, ooh, I know Chaos Theme Force. All Mad Dogs get, like, plus one mat. There you go. Have fun. And bring them back on the table, right?
I have to admit, I proxied that list once and went, this isn't that much fun to play. Like, I saw the merits in it, like, it was just ridiculous, but I was like, it's not that much fun to play. I'm not going to buy that many Mad Dogs.
You were bowling correctly, sir.
Whew. Yeah, you didn't slam your
own models. It'd have been a lot of fun if you're like,
boom! I slammed my own models once or twice. Yeah. Not all the time, though.
It's the bowling party, which you can't do anymore.
Yes.
So just looking on the next, I mean, Circle.
You skipped Trolls.
Trolls, well, they got theirs.
All right, fine. So we'll talk about Trolls.
Because I can theorize about what they have.
Although, if we assume every faction gets two, right, and one's some sort of infantry based and one sort of Warjack Warbeast based.
And some factions that may not be.
That hasn't been true.
Well, Trolls are the first one that isn't a Merc or Minion
that got their faction. That's the problem.
Right. So and Cephalix needed one to function. Right. So, like, the first real theme force we saw was Kingmaker, then for Minions, it was the one for Pigs.
Thornfall Alliance.
Right, I've read
that. And they're both infantry-based. So, right. I don't know, maybe...
But we might see...
In fact, I mean, Mercs inherently is more infantry-based, right?
No, there's a lot of Jacks.
I know, there's a lot of...
You can say that
I think the Merc Jacks for, like, the human casters, like Magnus, and the ones that can be taken in Kingmaker, aren't that great? Like, the Dwarves wouldn't want to give up their Jacks for a bunch of Dwarven infantry.
And I guess...
So they're probably going to get a Jack...
That's what I meant.
Base
the dwarf.
The stunties are always the high shields, though. I really do like the high shields.
I think every Merc player in the country is screaming.
Besides the trolley look on your face, why say that sentence?
Let me look them up real quick so I remember their cards. I remember reading them and going, you know, these guys don't look awful.
I like the name.
Well, they look really awful.
Give me a second.
The name is cool.
So I saw them in an Osramos, so they go to speed 7, they should get up to a armor 19, and they have range 10, pal 10, CRA gun. So it's a unit that is relatively high armor, albeit low defense, that all has a ranged attack that you can make hit relatively reliably. Like, they're ridiculously higher armored compared to, like, Nis, two less range, but the same pal with CRA.
Or,
like,
you run a bunch of gun bunnies into them and shred
them. Sure, but I'm saying, one turn of speed 7,
all those
right?
jacks makes it sometimes easier to jam than a whole unit. Yeah, A-turn, but you only need to get to the table. Like, you only need to get to the middle once.
And what's their point cost?
16 for a full unit.
But you need the UA, too.
And you need shield wall.
Yeah.
Though they have it on the map.
No, I'm saying, and you need the UA shield wall.
The UA, Miles Receiving Disorder must make a full advance during normal movement after this.
Yeah.
After the combat actions, they can make a full advance again, so they can run it.
Move,
you know,
shoot, move.
Especially under the...
And then their armor...
Under option feet, they move 7, shoot, move 7. So there's that.
And then their armor, what if they do that?
It's an order. So they don't get the armor.
Exactly. Sure. The problem is anytime they have to run, charge, or use that special order, they're no longer armor 19.
They have a minute to shoot twice in a turn. Yeah, but here's my argument, though, and this is something I kind of always believed, is the armor is nice if you have to get stuck in, and in which case you don't do that order, right? But the other thing is if you can move 7 inches back, right, most times you'll be out of the threat of the things you were just shooting at, you know.
Yeah, that's fair on the feature.
So armor's only as great as you're getting hit, but if there's more distance between you than what can threaten you, then nothing's dying.
Yeah.
Right? And then next turn you walk forward 4 and shield wall again. And still shoot with CRA.
I feel the sus coming.
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Is there anything better you could take for 16 points?
Yeah. No, guaranteed.
Yes. That's the problem.
Here's the thing. It's 2 gun bunnies. It's equal to 2. Like, it's not like...
Dwarves can take non-dwarven infantry.
Yeah.
So they can take the other stuff, like Idrians, which are saying, immersed now.
Like, specifically to Oscar, like, it's
But you can do that with Idrians, where they get the extra speed, and they have CRA, and they have Prey, and...
No, they wouldn't get the extra speed. Isn't his feet still only dwarf?
Is it specified dwarf?
Or? Yeah, his feet's Rulic models.
Rulic models get plus speed.
Yeah, they're speed 7 naturally.
Speed 6. Nis is 7. Yeah. Idrians are 6.
Idrians are 6. But I get your point.
I'm just saying I don't think they're garbage.
All right, let's move on to Circle.
I could see them being one that was a Warbeast theme first.
Hopefully it has nothing to do with flying Warbeasts.
No, I don't think it would be.
It's Wolds.
Yeah.
Wolds.
That's what I was getting at.
Like, I was thinking Tharn if they went infantry.
No tree theme forces. He's not allowed to be in any theme force. Just keep him out.
Yeah. Is there any factions you can, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, is there any factions off the top of your head that you could think of that would do what they did with Mercs, where they limited the casters that could get minions. Played? You think Minions?
Well, Minions, yeah.
Shorter. They're already
there. Oh, okay, well, they, yeah.
I mean, it's the same reason for Mercs, factions. Because the rule of casters can't take the Jax.
I didn't mean those two factions.
Well, those are the two that
any one of them can theoretically do that. They don't need to. If they want to make a theme force that's only for casters, they can just do that. They don't need a reason to do it. None of the other factions have the limitations Mercs and Minions have, so they're not required to have theme forces.
You'll probably not see it again.
Yeah, I don't
outside of Mercs or Minions.
You might.
Period. That's. I just didn't know if there was anything that you're like, well...
The only thing, I noticed this a little bit ago, the only thing I could think is, like, if you look specifically in Circle, they have, and I'm just going to pull it up so I can see it myself real quick, is they have a lot of actual warcasters with, like, subtypes. Like, they have a lot of, like, Blackglad warcasters. Grail himself is a Wolfsworn.
Don't they have that in
the You factions? Have Tharn and Cro-Mac.
I think
to a lesser degree.
I have all the Zephyr casters.
Yeah, all of these are either Blackglad or Tharn, except for Wyrmwood, is Brad's point.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, I could see it saying, like, if you're going to make a Blackglad style theme force,
only Blackglad
warcasters. So, like, Wyrmwood couldn't run it. You couldn't have
Wyrmwood run it or Grail. Theme if you did it that way.
If they had like a Warbeast specific one,
perfect,
right? Any Warlock could run it, and then like you have another theme force where it's only Blackclads.
Sure. I could definitely see that.
When Grant asked the question, do you think they're going to? Probably at some point, but they don't have to. The only ones that have to have the theme forces where you limit casters is
But
I believe they're going to at some point, because if you just leave every theme force you ever come out open to every caster in it, it's even harder to balance.
I'm more talking about these first two.
Yes,
I think in the next round of books, when we start getting into the third, fourth,
now, in the first two, they're going to be open to everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They'll be like the base.
I think in the third, fourth, fifth, you'll start seeing them break it down a little further and get a little more specialized with abilities. As far as abilities, I don't know. I'm kind of out of ideas. I don't know these I don't play these factions at all, so I can't.
So, play. I mean, like, it's just a question of, like, how far, or, like, what are they willing to give out? So, like, they gave trolls pseudo-takedown.
Better takedown.
After the errata, it's just better takedown.
Yep. They gave... What was the other army-wide benefits?
Feign death, which is fucking stupid.
What's Feign Death on?
The Kingmaker.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It's less stupid now that you can't power attack yourself.
Kind of army-wide. I mean, it's army-wide.
Threshold for the beasts.
Yeah, increased threshold, increased deployment, and what was the minion one? I know that the, assholes got...
One of them gets ambushed.
Ambushed, but, like, what's the army-wide? I'll look it up real quick. Minions... Actually, the theme force is in Worm yet?
Yes.
Yeah, but you gotta go to the warlock, pick it, like, building an army.
And then say, and then go back into it.
Got it.
Make it a pig, because it's only pigs.
You got it. Helga, you're the winner today.
Good choice.
Commanding it. Oh, Feral Warbeast Game Retaliatory Strike.
Okay. So all Warbeast Game Retaliatory Strike.
Yeah, so all the Warbeasts that they'd be able to take.
That's a good theme force.
Every time I forget about that.
So, like, okay, it's like, what army-wide benefits could you see them? Yeah, that actually, like, makes sense for the armies.
For Circle.
Pathfinder could be one. Because
They have a lot of Warbeasts that don't
could
have
be
Pathfinder.
One.
Okay.
That'd be dirty.
Yeah, I mean...
So it's takedown for an entire army.
No, just a real quick aside, what Exemplar models have Blessed all the time? Is it just the Errants?
The Errants have it on the crossbow. The Vengers have it on their lances. I believe the Bastions have it on their pikes.
So they're probably not going to give it. All right, so since everybody already has it, I'm just thinking,
Somebody else has it, too.
If anything was going to get Blessed, I would say something in Menoth.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about the
Exemplar. Not Exemplars.
And I don't know.
They all have magic
weapons. That now. That's coming out with a jack with a bubble of blessed.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So,
yeah.
That might be something. But that is an ability I could potentially see for not army wide. I could see that for either the jacks, beasts, or.
Yeah.
Or the gun mages getting CRA. It might be like, Trenchers get blessed or something for some.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, wow.
It
could happen because it's Signar, and it'd have something to do with Haley.
No, we don't have any.
We don't have Haley. Blew them all before the battle. Now they're all blessed. Yeah.
Blessed is fucking absolute garbage.
I'm just saying. I mean, like, Haley's sees into the future. Now they have blessed attacks or something. Who knows? Hate that bitch.
Haley's just fine now. Tough. Shut your whore
could
mouth.
Could be one that they hand out to an army.
Yep, I could see that.
Not trolls, but...
I actually like that. Trolls. Next troll thing for us. All trolls get tough.
Yeah. You're
welcome, broken.
Yeah, but it's on their warbeast now. And then I go...
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, and you're already tough, or the warbeast gets knocked down, heals one box.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's... that.
No. Again, no knockdown, I think, would be something. Dodge, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking out our ass here,
we
could think of a whole fucking handful.
Blessed.
Hand of Fate. Ghost Walk on just everything. Like,
Hand of Fate is one they're never going to do. That's ridiculous. Yeah. But Ghost Walk is something Ghost Walk is something I could actually see them maybe giving out, like, all your Warbeasts or Warjacks gain Ghost Walk.
Oh, my God.
Like,
oh, my God. Could you just imagine?
I could see that being a thing, because they gain Feign Death to a whole army, so I could see that being something they do. I don't want to see it. Especially if it's...
Okay, let's go to parry to a whole army would be ridiculous.
Yeah, parry and acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
None of that shit.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Acrobatic isn't terrible if they don't give them parry.
They don't give them parry.
Parry's bad all the time. Acrobatics will get you killed if you're trying to charge over stuff.
Yeah, obviously.
Could you imagine acrobatic jacks?
It's a drone model. You can charge over your
stuff. Just the look of that.
Well, then the protector is getting it because we have
parkour.
We have parkour jacks already. Sidestepping.
Seeing like a multi-ton kind of like throw its hand down and jump over.
All right, Legion. We're going to skip Scorn because Scorn
because they're not the same faction.
Is going to be totally different.
They're not a faction right now. They've literally taken a faction. That's why I'm a little surprised they haven't come out with it as fast as possible, because they took an entire faction that had a player base.
I'm very happy.
You're not a real faction yet.
Dan, that's playing on our team at Capticon, actually mentioned that as a fear to me. He's like, you know what's going to be fucked up is that Scorn's going to come out and like 2 weeks later is going to be Captain Con, and nobody's going to have played Scorn or against Scorn at all. So there's going to be like gotchas left and right.
No idea.
It's
going to
be broken, and no one's going to even know it.
It could be worse though. They could be like,
I'm happy they're
relegated to a temporary.
Whoa!
I have faith in the Church of Pagani.
I don't think he didn't do anything. Listen, I drink the Kool-Aid a lot, and I'll tell you right now, when it comes to everything but Scorn, I'm on the Kool-Aid train. Give me that.
Arthur's coming up and he's like, alright, they're gonna fix Scorn. Oh my god, but they can just be worse.
You tell me Scorn. I will, you know, when it comes out,
funny because Kool-Aid, everyone really said that at first.
I don't know, man.
Everyone said that at first, and everyone's like, nah, give it time. They're okay, and they super never were okay. Legion.
Something for their lessers to be put on the table.
Maybe it's a Hellmouth theme force.
Yeah.
Yes, but they can only take Hellmouths and nothing else. I'm fine with that.
Hellmouths gain FAU and triple AD.
Great.
They can now attack your AD line.
Super fair. Yeah, I'm with you. I'd like to see something that sees the lights get on the table. I don't think you'll...
Lessers. That would be really cool. I would love to throw my swarm of shredders back on
the table. I can see it being a Nephilim theme force.
I can see a Nephilim. The Nephilims are actually all pretty good now.
They're not awful. Maybe it's an Afflictor theme force, right? That's why you got that plus one.
I mean, your infantry one is almost guaranteed to be blighted, because that's the majority.
No, it isn't
everything. But
Nyss or Ogryn. It would probably be separated into those.
Yeah, there's either Ogryn, blighted Ogryn, or blighted Nyss.
Mind you, if you do does it limit the warlocks you can take? Like, can you have Thagrash run the Nyss army?
Not if it says blighted Ogryn only.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it'd be interesting. Like,
you can limit the units, and not the casters. They did that with trolls. Like, you could take every troll, including Doomy, who's not a melee guy,
and
take the champions
one.
No, I could see them
splitting them up, because the warlocks are mostly broken down by blighted Nyss or blighted Ogryn.
Again, at some point, but at this point, they're going to make it so that every caster can take it.
Yeah.
You might still get a blighted one.
I think the only one that wasn't, when I was looking through a second ago, was Kallus, which is interesting because he turns into a goddamn demon soon. Why wasn't he blighted?
His backstory's weird.
So their ability, like, everything with Eyeless Sight ignores cover? Is that fair?
Get the fuck out.
It's never ignored cover.
Oh my god.
I know.
No. Let's make him Lord Forrest again.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's give them Perry.
Hunter. Or not Hunter. Fly. Tree Walker. Or whatever the fuck it is. Tree
Walker. Holy tree shit.
Break right. It out. Fianna with fucking Angelius. Here we go. It sounds great.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
And we skip and scorn, and...
All your board beasts get plus 2 armor, but you can't heal them ever.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to cover mercs and minions, because they, A, have one, and B, there's just too many things to cover.
Sure.
I'm excited, because mine are coming out soon, and everybody will be getting one soon.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody's getting one soon, which is super exciting.
I'm a little concerned about that word, soon.
That what? This month. They said it was coming out this month.
Oh, they've said lots of stuff. Timing has not always been their
they've
best.
They've been early with all their stuff.
They have.
Oh, yeah. The spoon one is the only one that's really in flux. They're like, it could be the end of January, maybe February.
I haven't heard anything for February. Seriously.
Yeah, I thought I... Yeah.
I mean, I anticipate like the third or fourth week of January, but I haven't heard a single whisper of February.
Yeah. I will see.
I've heard people talking about it on other podcasts, so I don't know.
So, Brad, I want to do kind of lightning round on this because we're... Closer to an hour. So
are we?
All right. We're going to like half-ass this topic.
That's fine.
But, like we do with everything. But
sure, I'll just hit it. Sure. It was a question I kind of asked Jim and Grant last night was that if you're like building a list, and this is I think more specific, like if you're trying to counter a specific matchup with one of your lists, if you build in two part of your counter, like the chance of something not happening, like what I'm getting at specifically is if crit chance. If landing the crit is part of, even if it's not a huge part of the plan, but if it's one of the parts of the plan, does it make it like a flawed list? Does it make it a bad list in that there's the chance that it'd be unreliable, that it just won't
do it? If it's not a big part of the list, I don't think so. If you're building your entire list around it, then yeah, I think that's a flawed from the get go.
Like
when, for example, Ryan runs a list, Vlad 2 with a conquest. That gun
is never... Okay, so yes. I expect the crit every other shot because of how Hand of Fate interacts with the math. But that list isn't built around the crit, which is
what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that gun is good by itself.
Yeah.
You now throw Hand of Fate, change the odds around, it becomes... I quote unquote a little more reliable, but I'm saying your list isn't built around crit devastation.
My list, the list is built around to take advantage of if that crit devastation goes off in the right spot, but it's not built around having to get a crit devastate at some point.
So, Brad, when you ask this, do you mean like part of the entire list idea is that this happens? Or is it just in there and cool if it happens? Like, I mean, seriously.
Sure,
crits
sure.
are fine as long as they're not. I don't think ever basing a list off of crits unless you're Ashlyn is a good idea.
I don't think ever basing a list off one thing needing to happen is a good idea. One dice roll, right? I don't think that's ever.
Well, you'd be talking.
It may not be one dice roll.
Sure, I can't think of too many.
Let's call it
the best you can have. You need at some point between before turn four, you need this thing to crit. So you have 4 to 8 rolls to have it crit in. I still think that's kind of a flawed list if you absolutely have to have that happen because you fall into the gambler's fallacy.
Right, so that's where I agree. Like the thing I was talking about with my plan that had a crit chance on the weapon, it was specifically the Sepulchre, like landing a crit paralysis. If it doesn't happen, because the range of the gun is 13, I'm outside the threat range of what I was shooting anyway.
Most likely, yes.
Well, this is the specific list I was trying to pair up against. I was out of the threat range for what I'd be shooting at. And, you know, some other things could get to me, but that specific list wouldn't be able to. So like that I felt fine in doing, right? But I expect it not to crit. I'm going to get it to try to. I have puppet strings in there to re-roll it.
Your list is not built around that happening. That's just an extra, hey, if I get it, it happens. And,
right.
And there's also innate, I don't know how much you want to get into this, but there's also innate other abilities with that, with the Sepulchre that kind of don't let the list you're teching it against do what it wants to do.
Right. That's more what I meant, was if you build in chance to your list, is that what I'm getting at? Is like, could you have spent your points better on things that you're guaranteed
to
have happened?
Say it so we can explain it, or no? Did you
know? No, that's all right.
Okay,
that's all right. Because my example is very specific. I'm speaking more generally. If you build in chance to your list, and what I mean in a more exact sense is, I was talking to Brian Reno, you know, a guy that thinks on the national tournament meta, and where he wants reliability all the time because he has to go 8 rounds, not you know 3 or 4 on a weekend 1 day event.
Yeah.
Right. So if he's banking part of his list on maybe getting this crit and it not happening all day because his dice just tell him no, right? It's even so much where he's hitting but not getting the doubles, right? Is that something that he would want to build into his list, or would you want to spend the points on something more reliable?
Well, for instance, you're taking a Sepulchre.
Yeah.
In the list you're taking, would a Kraken be better? Or are you taking the Sepulchre for another reason? Are you taking it because of the crit gun, or are you taking it because the rest of what it does is better, which is why you're not taking the Kraken?
Good question. I think I'm taking it in part for the crit gun. In addition to that, it doesn't RFP from a list that doesn't want RFP all my opponent's models all the time on its tentacle, on the melee attacks. And then beyond that, its range threat is stronger.
So you couldn't replace
it. You're really not taking it because of the
crit gun? I could replace it with a non-colossal model, is what I'm saying.
So you want to? So you're not taking it for the crit gun. You want a colossal, and you can't run the other one because then you lose all your souls. Right. And it's a better gun platform, which it is, because you really only get one shot with the Kraken, where you get a bunch of really powerful shots with this. And yes, if it crits, kudos, but that's not why you're taking it.
Right.
So I don't think it's the same thing. It's not like taking a bunch of juggernauts and hoping to crit freeze everything.
Yeah. Or taking a
that's my plan. I'm going to crit freeze your whole army.
I'll give you an example. I had taken at one point. I took a Colden Lord.
Okay.
And when I put it in the list, I was like, well, this is my anti-Signar list, so I want the no shooting bubble. And then I looked at the list and went, I have no way of dealing with upkeeps at all unless Bad Santa crits. So I need a charging Mat 6 model to crit.
Right.
And I went, so I don't have any upkeep. Now, if I put him in there for that, like, hey, once in a while I'll be able to strip that spell off, I think that's a flawed plan immediately, no question, no matter what you're doing to it. The Conquest, I take the Conquest with Vlad too. The crit wind gun is the crit wind gun. It's an awesome thing, and because of the dice math, it's like almost 40-something percent chance of happening every turn. But I take it because Hand of Fate on 5 AoEs is disgusting, not sure. Because of the crit.
Yeah, that's just gravy, right? I mean, that's just
the crit. The crit's almost always just gravy, yes.
And again, in another non-caster, you're not taking that. It is Hand of Fate, but it's not because of the crit. So that's a different situation.
Correct.
I can't really add to this because there's nothing in Signar outside of gun mages that
has even if it's something like an reliable, like just to give an example in Signar that I can think off the top of my head, if you build, say, a Nemo 1 list that runs only Warjacks and your point of clear infantry is Chain Lightnings and you roll one on your D3s every time.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Is that when you're building a list a bad plan in and of itself to base your infantry clear on Chain Lightning?
Yes.
I think that's probably a bad go. If we're talking about like you're going to take this to a convention or something major, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, it's not a bad plan to go, I can probably kill 2 to 4 infantry minimum with my caster, so right. He can get some work done. But if
that's
so I built plan, list, and this is kind of an example, I built list with Sevi 2 where he was my infantry clear, but for different reasons. He can easily cast 4 Ashes to Ashes, so I'm getting anywhere between 8 and a bunch, so I count on the 8 for my infantry clear, and I can get way more. And his feat also just allows me to just spot remove, 3 to 5 guys, put clouds up that hurt things. So I run a bunch of jacks, and I use him as infantry clear, because he's got a ton of ways to do it.
Sure.
You can kill 8 guys a turn with your caster, minimum, and then you get a whole bunch more. On the random side, that's fine with me.
Now, Nemo, in his case, is generally on 10 focus. He can almost guarantee to cast 2 chain lightnings and still be sitting on a few and probably do some other things and still be safe. But, if you're planning to go, I'm going to kill,
I need him to kill eight a turn.
Then that's not good.
And now the other side of this coin too is, of course, you can have a list that's not necessarily good at infantry clearing that you put that crit possibility in with, or that random possibility.
Or really
in with.
Any jack with D3 shots, or just any of those effects in the game.
Any of that. So you put it in there, I'm making a jack list that is good against armor and weak against troops, and when you get that bad matchup, or you get forced at the end of the tournament, you go, okay, I have a solution, but it's not your primary goal, but you have a little bit of I think the random effects can be your backup plan, but they should never be your primary plan.
Okay. So I think that is actually the...
Because in a game, there might be, even though you didn't build the list to use the crit paralysis gun, where that is your only chance to win the game at this point. Right. Well, we're going to try and get this crit. that happens all the time with a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, it is.
Well, I'm going to try to get the crit
again,
down.
Unless you're doing something like Ashland where you can guarantee you're going to get crits because you're rolling four fucking dice and picking two of them, whatever ones you want, and you're just like, oh, I'm going to slam you, and I'm going to freeze you, or I'm going to knock you down, or whatever the fuck it is. I don't think crit effects. And the D3s, I think, are fine if the gun itself, if you look at the gun and go, that gun for, I would pay that gun for that gun if it was a single shot. It does enough pow. I don't have any other guns that do that. And if I happen to get extra, cool.
Or something. Sure. Another example would be, so like the Grolar has a random effect, but right. It also has a base effect. You're getting three shots out of that gun.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Or another model that you actually never see, and this might be the exact reason I'm talking about, because its only job is random, is the fucking Gremlin Swarm.
Yeah, no, that's a model that doesn't have their random factor is not their backup feature.
That's
their random
factor
is their only feature, and that's why you'll never see them.
What are they? 1 point? 2 points?
Yeah, I was like, you might.
They're stealth incorporeal.
You might,
medium-based models, so like decent.
So they could go take a flag,
right?
So yes,
just randomly.
They're at three.
They're
incorporeal that can just go and stealth that can just go run
feral geists and they're cheaper.
So yeah, they're fighting the feral geists, which too.
Feral geists aren't stealth.
So they're incorporeal.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. Gremlins are both.
I don't know. At the end of the day,
feral geists can do stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm not trying to say it's bad. That's got crit paralysis. So there you go.
At the end of the day, if I had 3 points, I'd probably take the swarm over Feral Geist if I was only worried about ghost camping on a flag.
You take old Odessa.
Yep.
Oh, well, too bad.
Hey, so kudos to Grant for getting her the +1 point, right?
No.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, man. Yeah,
he was campaigning for her to go up. She was way too overpowered at 3 points.
That's what I said.
I disagree.
Well,
probably not. Right. Probably better than 3 points. I don't think she's...
No. Everyone has said this. We've said this before.
Let's double up again, guys. Well, now she's 7.
I'll be honest.
I can't use her finger 10. I don't give a shit.
The thing is, we all have the apps now. Like, I think you're going to start seeing more War Room because of the way the cards can change all the time. Can we go back to like Mark 1 granularity where everything's like 100 points? And that way when you have these models, in between, you can have that in between value.
I don't even mind, like, in all seriousness, like, I think we all at one point played like 40k fantasy before. You used to build like 2,000 point armies, and like the math wasn't like why you were like, ah, shit, I can't play this game. I don't want to fucking add to 2,000. Fuck this.
No,
like that. I will say it was kind of funny because you'd always be fighting at the end for that like 1 or 2 point option. I tried to balance it out.
I didn't want to do it without.
The program.
Army builder.
Yeah.
If I need to, I'll do this by hand, and not a big problem. I'm not making a fucking Warhammer army by hand. I did that until I learned about Army Builder. Oh my god, I'll never go back.
Even still, awful. I don't think making the game be a higher point threshold to make a greater range. Because right now, before Mark II, we had a fucking treasure trove of
Mark II, there was a
2 point solos. Now we have the same of 4 point solos.
Yeah, there was a ton of models that were either 1 point too much or 1 point too less. And would have been overpowered or underpowered if they'd been flipped around. Yep. All the Gormans, all the Anastasia.
Can't you just give or take away abilities to make them fit into that point slot more
quickly? Here's the thing. I think there's way less models in the game right now that are either under or over point costed.
Oh, it's definitely changed.
For solos.
Yes.
The issue with solos is it's hard to fit them in lists because of the way list design has to work now. Because of all the extra jack points and units, you have to get units in there. You're not running a ton of solos like you did before.
I agree.
It isn't that they're under costed. Like, a Knight Exemplar is still worth its 5 fucking points with its 2 attacks and chain smite and whatever it is. But I haven't put one on the table.
I know I said this
but like, last even time, in terms of, like, outside of solos, I don't feel like there's enough... difference in points between warjacks even within one faction.
There's a lot of 12-point, 14-point warjacks.
Right, like, there's just a lot of warjacks all grouped in the same point cost.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Like, even units, like, there's a lot of, like, 16-point full units, like...
It was just a curiosity question.
I don't have a lot of units in my faction that are the same point cost when you're talking about adding UAs and stuff.
See, that's
if funny. You're talking about across games, then...
Kador has a ton of that. We have a ton of 16-point units. And we have a ton of 14 and 16 point jacks.
I think 16 is like the...
I have a ton of jacks that are the same point cost.
Like
16 is the sweet spot. Everything's like 16 in my...
I mean, if we play hypotheticals, we double up everything again. I could see Lanissa going to 7. I think Gorman's probably 7. I don't think he's... I know he's good. Black Oil wasn't what it used to be.
What happened to...
I don't think for 4 points.
To Alton Ashley. Why did he go up a point?
Again, that's that. We're going to nerf things from both sides because that's what we do. Okay. And he's got Grievous Wounds, so we're going to nerf that for Colossals, and we're going to nerf it on him by making him more expensive.
It's funny, I still might put him in. The one list I took him in, I might still put him in.
Seeing him all over the place. And part of it was the Grievous Wounds, but he still fucking just destroys War Beasts. You put him up a little higher, you're not going to see him at every other list.
I barely saw him.
I saw him a lot.
I wouldn't say I saw him every game, but no, I would. If a list could take him, I think I saw him about 50% of the time.
I'd agree with that.
He was in my Strakoff list, but my Strakoff list was made to go into.
So I saw him when I played against him. So there's that. Ryan's part of the problem.
I guess so.
Like I said, I barely.
He might still be in the Strakoff list.
Mark three.
I don't want to get into it in depth, but are you figuring out where you're going to play Captain Con?
Oh, I have no fucking clue.
Great.
Probably Vlad. Well, it's probably Vlad 2 and Strakoff.
Hold on. Okay. Quick aside, going to a Steamroller this weekend. I don't want to go over my list ahead of time this time, but I'll recap next week.
Sure.
All right, I'm skipping.
If that's chill.
Yeah, quick recap, not a 45-minute recap.
Did I see that one last time?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah. You don't do things quickly.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I like to talk.
That's cool. I hear it. I think there was an email out from Captain Con. There's still some slots left for some things and some shit opened
up. I'm not going to be able to skip next week because it's almost guaranteed the protected stuff's going to be out.
Probably. Anyway, get your Captain Con badges if you haven't already. And I think that is it for this week. Jim, thanks for coming back. And maybe... I know you'll be back when we talk Manoff. You'll make that happen. And then
no, you'll make that happen.
I don't give a shit.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk Manoff. We're going to give all the wrong opinions.
And let him come
Jim
back
will get
after.
Fucking mad. Then come on next week and yell at us for 30 minutes and tell us why we're wrong.
Love it.
Please?
No.
Please?
No.
Can you get mad at me again? No, you feel right when you're not mad at me.
We'll call him while we're doing it. And that way he gets raged and comes over while the recording, and then we'll start recording the actual episode.
Nope.
We're just not going to talk about it.
I don't know why you think I'm like a monkey that just like you dangle some bananas in front of me and I come running like I have either you have me or you guys can fucking diddle around on your end.
I don't give a shit one way or the other. So
wow.
Don't care.
I like Jim a little bit. I just like when he's mad at me though better. Yeah.
All right. Can I be mad when I kick your ass with High Reclaimer? It's so much fun.
I don't think my list could have beaten you.
I'm signing off. This has been Grant.
All right, see you guys.
Okay, bye.
I'm Brad.